Blog Talk Radio.
The time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? 1 Peter 4 and verse 17. Good afternoon, everyone. It's 2 p.m. November 28th, 2018 in the Dayton, Ohio area. And it's time for Chatting from the Word podcast with your brother in Christ, your host, Brother Oscar. We hope that all is well and everyone is doing great and having a good afternoon today. We are so glad and delighted and blessed to bring you this program. We here at Chatting from the Word hope that we have been an aid in your Christian walk along this Christian journey. It was the psalmist who said in Psalm 119, 105, "Thy word is a lamp unto thy feet, my feet, and a light unto my path." Here at Chatting from the Word, we hope that you allow God's word to direct and guide you on the righteous path, knowing that there is so many paths out there to follow. That's why we here at Chatting from the Word enjoy chatting with you from the Word of God. Oh, good afternoon, everyone. We are so, as I said, we are so delighted to be on this afternoon. We hope that you are enjoying this program. We hope that you're growing in the Lord from this program. You know, it is so many programs out there that you can be watching at this time. But you chose to watch Chatting from the Word with your host here, Brother Oscar. You know, I am so glad that you did, because I enjoy spending time with you this afternoon. You might say, "Well, Brother Oscar, what can we talk about today?" You know, so much we can talk about when it comes to God's Word, because God's Word has the power of salvation. It surely do. And I don't know about you, but my goal, my desire is to go to heaven. What is your desire today? What is your desire this afternoon? Is it to go to heaven with the Lord? If it is, stay tuned, because we here are chatting from the Word. We are chatting about God's Word. And we hope and pray that we are helping someone this afternoon to find the Lord, or even to be stronger in the Lord. Because it is important. It is very, very important. So we are so glad that you're joining us. And if you want to join us, the call-in number, if you want to listen to the podcast live, as we are bringing it live, the number is 657-383-0883. If you want to hear the show live, the number is area code 657-383-0883. As I just said, we're so delighted. We're so happy that you are with us this afternoon. We're so blessed to bring you this program at this time, and we just hope and pray that you're ready to receive God's message, that you're ready to hear a message from God's Word. But before we bring the lesson, we want to have a time to pray. And if you have a prayer request, you can call in now with your prayer request. You know the number, we just gave it to you. The number is area code 657-383-0883. But do me a favor, I just thought about this. Just so you won't forget the number, write it down. Write it down. Pin it somewhere where you can see it every day. And at 2 o'clock, you'd be ready to call in. You'd be looking right at the number and ready to call in. So get your pencil and paper. We give you the number again. The area code is 657-383-0883. We hope that you call in. And this is the time that we're going to pray for you. And you want, if you want a prayer, if you have a prayer request that you want Brother Oscar to pray for, this is the time to call in. This is the time to call in. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Psalm 121:1. Will you pray with me, please? Our Father, which art in heaven, Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you, Father, for all your blessings that come with this day. We thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning and allowing us to see this day. But, Father, we recognize it was not our alarm clock or any other system that we have in place to wake us up. But, Father, we know, we recognize that it was your tender touch of love and your mercy and grace this morning that woke us up and enabled us to get up out of beds and to see another bright and glorious, glorious day. So, Father, we thank you for that so much. We thank you, Father, for your Son Jesus who bled and died on Calvary's mountain, that we too, as unselfish act, could have salvation. And now, Father, we come praying for each listener. We pray, Father, that you be with them, help them with the problems that they are having, help them if they're having an ailment, if they're having diabetes, arthritis, high blood pressure. Father, we ask that you heal their bodies, if it be your will, Father. If not, help them to go through and confront every pain that they're going through. Help them to take it, to help them to bear every symptom that they're having, Father, and help them to still have faith and trust in you, knowing, Father, allow them to know that you're in control and everything will be all right. Father, we come praying for the young people today, Father, in the world like it is today, with peer pressure that's on top of them, with things that's out there, Father, we ask that you be with them, help them to endure the temptations that they must face living in this world, Father. And Father, we come praying for the program, Chatting from the Word. We ask, Father, that you help us to keep it on the air. We ask, Father, that you help us to help those that need God's word. And be with the message today, Father, help us to bring it in a way that can help somebody see Jesus Christ and to live for him. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. It is so, as I said, it is just a joy to bring this program to you Mondays through Fridays. We on every day Mondays through Fridays at 2 o'clock. And if you want to join the show, You have that time. We gave you the number. Brother Oscar is not going to repeat it again. And if you wrote it down, put it somewhere where you can find it. And when 2 o'clock comes, you can dial it and listen to us live. If you have a question to ask your host here, you can ask it. We hope that we can answer it, but you can ask it. Brother Oscar never say he was the smartest man in the world, but if we can answer your question, we're gonna ask. We're gonna try our best. And if you have a question or the lessons that we have brought, it is your time now to ask your questions now. And if you want to ask the questions or the lessons that we brought on YouTube, we do come on YouTube on Mondays. You can ask your question. If you have a question that you have for the lesson that we've been bringing on this station, Blog Talk Radio, you can ask them too. So call in. And maybe if you don't call in today, you can call in tomorrow. We'll be here at 2. But as always, I'm going to ask for sponsorship. We want to keep chatting from the word on the air because I believe that it is doing some good. And I hope that I'm not wrong about that, but I believe once God's word come out there, it would not return to him void. And I believe that the world need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if you believe like I believe, help your brother here. Help your brother to get the message of Jesus Christ, of his love, of his grace, of his mercy, of his salvation to the masses of people that needs to hear it. So support chatting from the word. Any amount would do. We're not greedy around here. And Brother York is not a rich person. I need help. So sponsor us. Whatever your finances can do, it'd be much appreciated. If it's a dollar, if it's 10, if it's 20, if it's 30, whatever you can give monthly, that is fine. And if you want to donate a one-time gift, that's fine too. Because we here chatting from the word, we're not no greedy people, but we want to be able to bring this show on the air, keep it on the air, keep it going. And if it's helping somebody, and I'm glad it is, that's more that needs to be said when it comes to God's word. And secondly, subscribe to our program on YouTube. I've been saying this all the time. Subscribe to our station on YouTube. I'd be happy that you do that. I'd be delighted that you do that. Subscribe to our show, Chatting from the Word YouTube. Watch our show, Chatting from the Word on YouTube. Listen to our show on Blog Talk Radio. I'd be glad that you have. And as I said, if you have any questions that you want to ask your host, you are welcome to ask them anytime you want, because I am also on Facebook. If you want to inbox me on Facebook, I'll get your message. I have started a group on Facebook called Chatting from the Word Forum. You can go into that group and you can ask your questions too. But if you don't want to do that, you can also email me at oscaryork3443@gmail.com. And if you don't want to do that, I do have a webpage, oscaryorkpublishing.com, and you can leave a line there too. But while you're at my webpage, we do have a bookstore online. I have authored 2 books, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, The cost is $21.50, and Bridges of Friendship, the cost of that book is also $21.50. And if you want both books, it's $43 together. So please, order your book. Go to my webpage and order your book. But do me a favor. After you listen to the show, visit my webpage, order your book, and read. You know Brother Oscar Marta. And many people say, did you make it up? I believe I did. When you read, you get knowledge, and with knowledge comes power. You get power. So yeah, that's me. That's all me. So all you, you might say, Brother Oscar, you so into it. Yeah, I'm into it. I really am, and I appreciate you saying that, if that's what you're saying. But go to my webpage and order a book. I'll be so delighted that you do that. On yesterday, we started a series about the devil made me do it. The devil made me do it. And that phrase was made popular by the comedian Flip Wilson. The devil made me do it. And he had many laughing and many thought it was a hilarious statement to make. The devil made me do it. And this is what we want to talk about this afternoon. So I appreciate those that have their Bibles. And if you don't have your Bible, we got a little bit more time to get your Bibles today, because I used to start a lesson at 2:19, but at 2:17 now. So let's get your Bibles, and we're gonna start reading at the book and chapter and verse that we want to take our lesson from today. And we're gonna get time to do that. But while they're going getting their Bibles, as I always say, at this time I enjoy always. Bring a lesson to you at this time at 2, and we, as I constantly say, we hope that you are enjoying the lessons that we're bringing. We hope that it's benefiting your walk and your journey in Jesus Christ, and we hope and pray that it's helping you get closer with the Lord, so that at the end of time, or when you close your eyes in death at judgment day, he can tell you, come home, my good and faithful servant. We hope and pray that you are really learning these lessons. All right, I hope those that had to go get their Bibles, I hope they got their Bibles now. And we want to hit it from a different angle today. We want to come from Matthew 4. So let's read Matthew 4, 1 through 11. Here Matthew writes, then was Jesus led up into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands thou shalt bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again the devil take him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan. It is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. The devil made me do it. Here in Matthew, here is our Lord being tempted by Satan, by the devil himself, face to face. Face to face. And here, Jesus had been fasting for 40 days and for 40 nights. And here, Satan is hitting him right in the gut, if I can put it like that, knowing that Jesus was hungry, thirsty, and tired. He telling Jesus to turn these stones into bread. And believe it or not, he could have done it because he could have done that because he was God. You understand what Brother Oscar is saying? He was God. But listen to what Jesus said. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen, Jesus. Amen. You know what Jesus is doing here, my friend? He is fighting Satan with scriptures, though Satan is giving him scriptures. But Jesus said, man should not live by bread alone. Oh, my friend, many times when we are faced with temptation, that should be our attitude. But let me say this. Many of us would not be tempted like Jesus was in the wilderness. Satan himself came face to face and tempted Jesus. But Jesus, the Son of God, God himself, has scriptures to combat with the devil, didn't he? That's why it's so important, my friend, for us as Christians to learn God's word so that when temptation do come, as James said, we can endure it by knowing God's word. You understand what Brother Oscar is saying? I believe that is the reason why Jesus went through that stage to show us that we can fight temptation with his word. How many of us, and this is hypothetical, you can answer within yourself, but how many of us have been hungry? How many of us have been hungry? Stomach is growling. Many of us haven't we? But what do we do? It's a big question. Are we tempted to do things that's not Christian-like? Are we tempted to just go out there, maybe rob somebody, steal some food? Are we tempted to go to that extreme? I see why Jesus showed us this point of being hungry, because he is trying to teach a lesson here. He's trying to teach us a lesson here. If you're hungry, work if you're hungry. Get your job. But if you're down on your luck, go to the church and ask for help. Ask mom and dad. Ask brother and sister, hey, give me a dime. I'll pay you back. There's always ways of doing things without going to the extreme. But here Jesus, when he was hungry, told Satan, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Now, the next temptation that Satan, the devil, brought to Jesus was this one. He said in verse 5, let's read that right quick. And then the devil took him up into a holy city and set him on a pinnacle in the temple and said to him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, he shall give him his angel charge concerning thee, and in their hands thou shalt bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone. And Jesus said, it is written, again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Here, this is pride that Satan is tempting Jesus with. And many of us, what would we do if someone come up to us and say, no, you're not all that. You're not what you claim to be. Some people say, yeah, I'm a doctor. You're not a doctor. Prove to me you're a doctor. I'm this, I'm that. Prove to me. But this is what Jesus, this is what Satan was tempting Jesus, telling Jesus, you're not the Son. If you're the Son of God, prove to me that you're the Son of God. And many religiously get caught up into that too. Prove to me you're a preacher. Prove to me you get this and that. And most in the denominational world, so I'll prove it to you. Let me pray and heal you. Let me raise the dead. Let me do this. Let me do that. But Jesus did not have to prove himself to the devil. And we do not neither. We don't have to prove ourselves to the devil. We do not have to show the devil anything. We need to take Jesus' attitude here. It is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. So when your friends try to tempt you, just keep on walking. When your friends say you this and that, just keep on going. Because you know who you are. You know who you are. And the next temptation in verse 8. Again, the Bible says, the devil take him up into an exceeding high mountain and show him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou shalt fall down and worship me. We're going to end it here. And we're going to start right there tomorrow, because this is getting to be a good lesson. So we're going to start right there tomorrow, okay? Will you pray with me, please? Our Father, which art in heaven. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this lesson. The devil made me do it. Father, we pray that the lessons have helped someone and have guided someone to live for you. We hope and pray that all the listeners have a good day. In Jesus' name, do we pray. Amen. And as always, it was good chatting with you today from Chatting from the Word. We hope all have a good day. And study your Bible.